What if you could move the whole upper arch back without extractions? Hey guys, today we're talking about a fascinating study that explores how infrazygomatic crest meniscus can be used for total arch maxillary distalization in treating class 2 malocclusion. It's an exciting look at how modern anchorage systems are making complex movements simpler and more predictable. In today's review, I'd like to discuss a prospective study that examined total arch maxillary distalization using infrazygomatic crest meniscus for treating class 2 malocclusions. 25 adolescents were treated with IZC meniscus placed between the upper first and second molars. The appliances applied 350 grams of distalizing force through a TMA arc wire with crimpable hooks. On average, class 2 correction was achieved within about 8 months. Clinically, the molars moved distally by about 4 millimeters, with a small amount of intrusion. The incisors retracted nearly 5 millimeters and tipped lingually by roughly 13 degrees. Overjet and overbite decreased markedly, while the occlusal plane rotated slightly clockwise. The upper lip retracted by 1 millimeter and the nasolabial angle became more obtuse by about 5 degrees. What does this mean for us? The infrazygomatic crest appears to provide a stable and efficient site for skeletal anchorage. The technique achieved results comparable to those of palatal plates, yet without surgical flap elevation or screw relocation. However, the movement pattern showed some uncontrolled tipping and clockwise rotation of the occlusal plane, both relevant when treating patients with vertical growth tendencies. From a methodological perspective, the study was well conducted but lacked a control group. Growth-related changes cannot be excluded. Still, the findings suggest that IZC meniscus can be a valuable tool for total arch distalization in compliant or non-compliant adolescents with class 2 malocclusion. In practice, careful case selection remains essential. The system works best in patients with normal or low mandibular plane angles and protrusive dentitions. For high-angle cases, palatal anchorage or hybrid systems may provide better vertical control. This study reinforces that extra-alveolar meniscus, properly applied, can simplify sagittal correction in daily orthodontic practice, safe, efficient, and with minimal patient cooperation required. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.